What then should I do, God? In a month that seeks to answer that question with more, I turn and ask you instead. Because I am prone to believe the calendar, the unspoken or unrealistic expectations of others. I am prone to believe the voices from within me that tell me I should. And instead, you answer my what then should I do with just do what I called you to do. And it's easy for me to shrug and roll my eyes and ask again, yeah, but what should I do? I mean, really? And then you tell me to share clothes and food. You tell me to not abuse my power. You tell me to stay in my lane. But boy, have you made that lane deep and wide and downright dangerous some days. But even as I might be feeling weary of Advent or of Christmas and all the preparations and sermon writing, you remind me what to do. To let my gentleness be known, to rejoice. You let me know that you are guarding my heart with your peace, and that you are with me, that you are always with me. So be with me as I love and receive love today from my dear ones. Help me to forgive and to be forgiven. Show me the rhythm of your love and the people I love so well and so terribly sometimes. Be with my colleagues who are grieving, who are changing calls, who are resting and preparing for what is next. Remind them that they are not alone, and neither am I. Amen. Okay, dear pastor, dear deacon, dear chaplain, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.